So what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Politicking with Poe. You know, Politicking with Poe, what's good, what's good? Miss talking to y'all, miss chatting with y'all. On today's show, I'm just going to talk about that Conor McGregor fight a little bit, talk about some of the things I did in 2019. And then that was it. Just chop it up real quick, something short and sweet. But before I get into that, make sure you check me out on PoePoliticking.com. That's the website. Social media is at PoePoliticking. Wherever you listen to or anything on social media, Snapchat, Instagram, what else they got? Facebook, YouTube. It should be like PoePoliticking. You Google that. Make sure y'all subscribe. You listen on YouTube. I need more plays, more because shit, they be trying to pay people off them plays. So yeah, go in there and just play my shit sometimes. You ain't doing nothing. And then also, like I said, make sure you subscribe to my other podcast. This is Politics with Poe. This is more a little intimate session. Just come in, chop it up, check in, let y'all know behind the scenes of Poe Politicking. And Poe Politicking is the interview series I do. And then we got just two black brothers, my homie DJ Period. Shout out to DJ Period. That's been my brother for a long, long time. Pause. But yeah, that's my homie. So you check us out on just two black brothers. Poe Politicking. You can search for both of those. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. And then we even have a Spreaker internet radio station. It's Spreaker at DJ Period. So we got more shows on there. Backed by Consciousness. That's my homegirl. She has she's a medium. She's an oracle. So she knows her stuff. So if you're into that stuff, go check her out. Then, like I said, we got Poe Politicking on there. We got Love and Marriage on there. We got DJ Period show on there. So we working. And shout out to X Squad. X Squad is another group of podcasters we're with there in Atlanta. But we put our shows on there too. We got just two black brothers on there. So go check them out. They're on Spreaker too. So Spreaker Radio. It should be X Squad affiliates or X Squad. And we got all our shows. We got a lot of shows on there. We got like shit, about 10 shows on there. So AJ, shout out to AJ. He's looking for more content. Go on there and rock with it. Like I said, DJ Perry, he got some good mixes on there. So yeah. So go check them out. Anybody just trying to support us, support the movement, the Poe Politicking brand. You can always go buy you a t-shirt, man. Go on Poe Politicking at myshopify.com. So that's PoePoliticking at myshopify.com. So yeah, we got the Mansa Musa for President shirt. So anybody who knows who Mansa Musa is, he was one of the richest. He was an African king. He's basically the richest man of all time that they have in history. He was worth $400 million. So I have a Mansa Musa for President shirt, 2020. So it's fresh. It's already out here. It's out there. So you want to rock something fresh for Black History Month or whatever, yeah, go there. Poe Politicking at myshopify.com. Yeah. So the Conor McGregor fight. Yeah, that was crazy. Man, I watched that last night. That wasn't what people were expecting. We were expecting a fight, but we watched the beatdown, watched the massacre. Yeah, but it started bad anyway because Cerrone came out to some Kid Rock. Then, Notorious Conor McGregor came out to some Notorious B.I.G. But yeah, this is the fight right here. So I'm getting y'all to play by play right now. So here you go. Bell ring. McGregor run out. He charged out. He came with a Superman punch. Wait, dude ducked. So when he ducked, he caught a knee from McGregor. So he caught the knee. Then all of a sudden, they in a clinch. Man, McGregor started, like, basically throwing shoulder thrusts at his face. He did that shit, like, three, four times at his nose and broke his nose. So, fuck, broke his nose. Then all of a sudden, they sitting there. They standing there. They broke out the clinch. So they standing there. And all of a sudden, McGregor hit him with a head kick. Pow. So then hit him like 2-3 more times. No, he probably hit him like 5-6 more times after that because he was dazed. He was on the cage. He dazed. He's still hitting him. He's still hitting the referee. Don't even want to stop it, but he keep hitting him. Keep hitting him, so he stopped it. 40 seconds. Man, I don't think nobody was expecting that. That was crazy. Girl, man. You know, I said, first they was talking about his power. Everybody was thinking Cerrone was going to be so much more powerful than him because McGregor went up 3 weight classes basically, but McGregor, he got that power, man. Like I said, he was even saying after the fight, he's the first UFC fighter to knock out somebody in 3 weight classes. So he got real power. Maybe keep going weight classes. How he doing? He might just keep going up weight classes. But yeah, McGregor, man, like I said, he's real warrior, real fighter. He do his thing. So you got to respect him. Like I said, I don't know I don't even know why people don't like him. Like, he got fans. He liked him. That was a good fight. So, Cerrone even said, like, Cerrone was messed up because he was thinking he got hit with elbows. He got hit with some shoulders. And he thinking, oh, he was like, after the interview, we're talking to Joe Rogan, he talking about how he get hit with elbows. So, he was out of it. So, he even said, he's like, God damn, I got my ass whooped that fast. And that was quick, 40 seconds. It was 19 significant punches to zero. So, that's how bad he got whooped. But after the fight, they was both real lot sportsmanship. McGregor didn't talk too much shit, and Cerrone just took it like, man, he owned up to it, so it is what it is. But it was a good fight. I just wasn't expecting that. I'm glad I didn't go to Vegas to go pay for that and watch that, because I would have been mad, because the whole undercard, I mean, the Holly Holmes fight was cool, but I ain't watched too much of the other ones, but it wasn't just nothing exciting that made you want to watch it. It was kind of just they fighting, but it's like, yeah, it wasn't no good. I didn't see no good fights besides the end fight, but it was just too short. But yeah, 2019, how would I rate that? I think it was a good year for me. I just want to talk about some of the things I did in 2019. I was studying a lot of finance and investing. That's what I was doing. I was really trying to get my money right, you know what I'm saying? Because 2020, man, I think as I'm getting older, I'm just realizing, like, you know I don't want to work forever, so I got to figure out how ways to maximize my money that I make. So I'm trying to learn how to invest, learn how to save money, trying to do all at the same time. So I'm just doing a lot of reading. So I was doing that 2020. And then, like I said, number two thing, learning and reading. So that's the same thing, but I was on Audible. My Audible, so anybody that likes Audible, Audible is basically listen to audiobooks online. I know some people are like, man, I don't like audiobooks. But man, if you're in your car 24/7, quit playing that damn music and play some audiobooks sometimes, man. Like I said, learn something, man. This ain't no, like I said, I know me personally, I like to work out. So, you got to train your mind and your body and your soul. Like, she's real out here. So, it's like, don't be sitting there playing and you can't always be listening to music or even podcasts. Like, man, listen to a book sometimes. So, go to audibletrial.com and type in Poll Audio. And you get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial. And after that, they charge you $15. So if you don't want it, just do that 30-day trial and cancel it, and you'll get a free audiobook. So, yeah. But some of the books I read, some of my favorite books are Audible so far, but I had like 400 hours. So I'm trying to get that up to 600 this year, but I did 400 hours this year of reading audiobooks. But one of the books I like is Real Magic by Dean Radin. And then another book I like was The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. That was a great book. And then The Greater Courses. So The Greater Courses is basically like, it's like college courses. Like professors are talking to the students and they just record it and make a book out of it. So they had one about psychology. They had one about coaching, one about money management. So I just read them all and check them out. It's teachers from different schools just giving courses and they record it. So Audible got some cool shit, man. So and I know some people like to be reading about Star Wars or Harry Potter and shit, but like what I like to read shit I can learn from right then and there. So I'm trying to read like personal development stuff, self-help stuff, just stuff to better myself. So I'll be talking about more of the books I read and giving reviews on them and everything like that. So next thing, I was a pescatarian. Hopefully I'm saying it right. Pescatarian. Yeah, pescatarian. Yeah, so that means I was only eating fish and seafood, no meat, no beef, no chicken. But I actually, yesterday was actually my year anniversary of doing that. So I actually bought some Wingstop. But I actually felt the difference because I, like I said, I mostly eat fish. So the fish just tastes more fresher, man. When I ate that chicken, man, that shit was like, I just felt like it was cooked. It just felt more dead to me. So I got some Wingstop left. I got some lemon pepper in the microwave. So I'm gonna bust that down. But then after that, I'll probably just go back to eating the fish and the seafood because it was just healthier. And then a lot of things I was doing was like what we do, me and my girl. We, you know, a lot of stuff, whatever, especially the burgers, they got all that vegan shit. So whatever you want to eat, you get the vegan version. Or, like I said, just I got like fish. So if I can eat fish and eggs, because pescatarian, you can eat fish and eggs. So if you can eat fish and eggs, shit, that's a lot of shit you eat, so. Like I said, eat the fish, you get tired of the fish, eat the eggs, you get tired of the eggs, eat the damn little vegan patties and shit they got, or eat a salad, or no, you still eat cheese and everything. So I don't know if I'm going to go to the next step, but I think I'm just going to stay on this fish because I can even kind of feel it a little different. It just feels like, like one reason I was reading about doing that just because I'm trying to raise my vibrations and my energy. So I kind of just feel like it just felt like I ate some dead meat. Like it feels like it. Like I didn't feel no nutritional, like, I don't know. I can explain. Like if I eat a salad, I feel like, you know how Mario would eat that mushroom? That's how I feel when I eat the damn salad. So when I ate that meat, I didn't feel like that. But I, like I said, I got some wing stuff, so I'm going to eat the rest of that. And boxing, working out. So I've been boxing like 2 years now, but I'm like doing my first year I was going to the gym, but I wasn't really going to the gym all the time like that anyway. So I started doing my own thing, but every morning I shadow box. So I have a routine I do. It's actually next time I talk, I guess I'll shout a YouTube out, but I don't have it on me right now. But it's a guy, he did a shadow boxing, like 15-minute shadow boxing you can do. He kind of walks you through it. So I've been doing that for a year. So every morning, basically for my cardio, I just do that 15-minute shadow boxing. And then I got heavy bag in the house. And me and my homie Ace, we hit mitts together. And then I actually got a little Oculus joint now. So I got the boxing on there. And that shit, the virtual reality boxing, it's a little workout. So I'm working on my hooks and shit on there. So I'm getting better. Like, I'm way better. Like, I actually, like I said, you follow me on YouTube, Pope Politic, and I just posted a video. Or if you're on my Facebook, Pope Politic, and my real name, Chris Porter, if you can find me on there. But I got my boxing video, so you can see when I first started all the way to the end. But like I said, I'm getting better, and I like boxing, man. That's like a real good, cool sport. And like, I just feel like, shit, you never know when you're going to jump off. So have them hands right. Shit, so boxing is some real shit. And it's like, you got to really be in shape to do boxing, because even the game I'm playing, I'm doing 3-minute rounds and a little minute break. Man, that minute break ain't shit. Like I said, I think I started off, I'm on like, I can go 5 rounds now without, you know, I can last 5 rounds on the game, but that don't equate to real life. But I'm trying to work up to 12 rounds in the game where I could do 12 3-minute rounds in the game with a minute break, but we're going to see. But yeah, that's what my goal is. And just, you know, I like boxing, man. Like I said, even if I ain't like boxing, because people tell me go amateur, but even if I ain't boxing, I think it's just cool to keep you in shape a little bit, a different type of cardio. Like I said, I've been working out for, I actually got weights in my office. I'm in the office right now. I got weights in here, and I work out at the gym. So, like I said, I'm getting older, man. I'm about 38 right now. So, just trying to stay in shape, stay young, man. Try to stay active. So, that's the plan. And what else is going on? A lot of affirmations. So, I try to listen to affirmations each morning. Even on my, if you follow me on Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram, you can hear me saying affirmations on there. I'm trying to do that for a year. I want to do that for a year, so we'll see how that goes. Sometimes, I don't like saying try, I won't, but the reason I'm saying try, I won't now, because sometimes I just need a break from social media, so that shit get old, like, to me. Like, it's like, I don't care about social media like that, where I got to post all the damn time, what I'm doing, all that shit, shit get old. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to try to do it for a year, but if I don't do it for a year, it is what it is. But I think I've been doing it for a month already. Maybe a month and a half. People like it. Get on there a little quick, little 10-second video. Just say the affirmation. What is the one I said today? I think it might have been for day, but one of them, like I say something like this, like I forgive myself for the past and then I let go. So, you know, some people don't forgive themselves for the past. Some people don't know how to let go. So something like that, or I say the better it gets, the better it gets. Because, you know, that's real shit. The better it gets, the better it gets. You know, it's all about what you focus on in your life. So, you know, even if you're in a bad place, just think, you know, take that time a little bit and just focus on the better it gets, the better it gets. Or I focus on wealth and abundance. So these little affirmations, I'll be trying to get my mind right for today and everything. And father. So I've been working on being a father in 2019. We got a baby on the way. Yeah. The baby. So we getting ready for that. And like I said, I got stepkids, so. But I ain't never had my kids, so I know there's going to be a little different seeing somebody walk around like me, looking like me. So, yeah, I'm getting ready for that. So, y'all probably see here a little shift in the show. Maybe I ain't doing no more shows after this. Nah, I'm trying to keep doing it, but shit, I don't know. We'll see how everything, you know, I know my, focus going to shift a little bit once the kid comes. So, we're going to see how everything's going. Maybe you're going to hear the kid in the background crying. You're going, y'all going to have to deal with it. Y'all want me to do the show still. Y'all going to have to deal with the baby crying in the background. So let me know what's going on. Yeah. But that's about it, man. Like I said, I just want to chop it up with y'all real quick. I ain't want to talk to y'all all day. The game about to come on in a minute. But, yeah, I just want to talk to y'all. And like I said, popolitican.com is where you can go to the website. And thanks for listening to Anchor. Like I said, Anchor is a great platform. So if you're listening on Anchor, wherever you're listening to this, just appreciate you. And like I said, share it. Share it to somebody. If you're listening to it, I mean, you're rocking with me. So, you know, I need to look for that 300, man. We need 300 soldiers. That's body, ride it. So I need 300 soldiers. So if you listen to this, man, like, you know, share it to somebody. You don't got to be on Facebook, text somebody like, man, this dude be spending the truth all day, every day. Poe from San Diego. But yeah, we out. Till the next time, y'all. Y'all stay blessed. I holla.